And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
Welcome to the show. You listen to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath and I will be here for the next hour playing various mantra-based music, kirtan, things of that nature. If you'd like to give me a call, you can do so at 604-822-2487. First track is going to be Craig Colan from Kerala Dream with Jai Hanuman. He's actually going to be along with Sita Devi performing at Lightning in a Bottle in Silverado, California, a festival that happens every year, and that starts, well, that's this upcoming weekend. Hope you're doing good. This is a nice long track. Give you a bit of chance to get into the flow. And afterwards, we'll tell you a little bit about who is Hanuman. Listen to CITR Radio in Vancouver. Thank you.
Jaya Guru.
we're back. You listen to CATR Radio in Vancouver. The show is called Mantra. That was Craig Colin with a track entitled Jai Hanuman. He will be here with Sita Devi and many other artists for the Wanderlust Festival. That's the week after the Kirtan Vancouver Festival. Next following weekend, which is Kirtan Vancouver, is August 18th in Stanley Park. That's a free festival, and then Wanderlust is the following weekend, which is more of a kind of yoga music festival combined with world music and all kinds of other stuff. But that'll be held in Whistler. We're working on possibly doing something, doing a special kirtan on the Monday following that, in August, following Wanderlust with Sita Devi and Craig. So I'll keep you tuned on that one. Om Shri Hanuman. Who is Hanuman? Well, in the various parts of the Vedas is explained that Hanuman is the faithful servant of Ram. Ram being a incarnation of the Supreme. So Hanuman was like a, what is known as the Vana race, which is a race of monkeys, which were not regular monkeys. These were super special monkeys with all kinds of special abilities. It's explained that Brahma, who is and that's a name for the creator of the universe, of the material universe, that he instructed the various celestial beings, these demigods or semigods, to populate, to take birth in on the earth planet in these bodies of these monkeys. So these were not your average forest dwellers. The word vanara means forest dweller, basically. So Hanuman was particularly special. This is just a little bit about how he got his name. So as a child, believing the sun to be a ripe mango, Hanuman pursued it in order to eat it. Rahu, a Vedic planet corresponding to an eclipse, which we just experienced, was at that time seeking out the sun as well, I guess in order to eclipse it, and he clashed with Hanuman. And it is the nature of Rahu that there's an aspect of what's called tamagun, or a sort of mode of, like a veiled mode of ignorance or darkness. And then, whereas sattvagun is sometimes translated as the mode of goodness, the mode of truth. So this is a higher state of consciousness. So Hanuman is kind of representing that sattvagun, and Rahu being predominated by that higher energy, that dark energy being overcome by that higher energy. So after that happened, Indra, who is a name for the guy in charge of all of these celestial gods, like Rahu is like a celestial being. Indra was approached by Rahu and, you know, saying, well, you know, Hanuman, this guy just kind of stopped me doing my job, a little bit upset. So Indra, who is empowered with this really powerful thunderbolt, that's his considered to be his weapon, he struck Hanuman with that. He struck him on his jaw, and Hanuman fell to the ground unconscious. And the word Hanuman roughly translates as broken jaw, so this is where he's getting his name. But Vayu, who's actually the god of the winds and or the airs, the god of the airs, and also the father of Hanuman, which is what makes Hanuman so special. He had a very special father. He, being so upset to see his son struck and unconscious like this, went into a state of seclusion, withdrawing the air from the universe. And as a result of that, the whole universe started to asphyxiate. Nobody could breathe. So Indra withdrew the effect of his thunderbolt and revived Hanuman. And then Hanuman was blessed with all kinds of boons or different boons. Like, for example, Surya, who is another name for the sun, gave him two siddhis or perfections of yoga that are named Lagima and Ganima. Lagima and Ganima or Garima. And so what these do is, one will make you, allow you to become smaller than an atom, to make your body shrink smaller than an atom. And Garima, this yogic perfection, is said to be able to make you larger than a mountain. So in other words, you can vary with these yogic, these mystical perfections, your actual physical form and its shape. And various demigods or semigods also endowed Hanuman with all of these different types of potencies, mystical potencies, making him very, very strong. So Hanuman, he represents pure devotion. That's actually his position, because he was always meant to be a servant of Ram. Ram being, as I said before, an incarnation of the Supreme. And Hanuman was his faithful servant. And that's actually what brought Hanuman his bliss in life. His greatest pleasure was coming from serving Ram, who he was so very much attached to. Which is also why in that the track we heard first, you heard Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram, because Ram and Hanuman definitely go hand in hand. Next track, starting, actually first I have to play a couple of public service announcements, which I'm going to do right now, and then we'll be right back.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and The Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or check us out online at citr.ca.
Jenny Wong became the first Chinese-Canadian woman disc jockey in 1948 after winning a contest judged by Frank Sinatra, New York DJ Freddie Robbins, and orchestral leader Claude Thornhill. Wong hosted a Saturday afternoon program called Jenny's Juke Point at CKMO Victoria AM 900. Years later, she found her longtime career passion working for CBC Television Edmonton, where she served as a makeup artist for 25 years. She died last year at the age of 79.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Asian Heritage Month by CITR 101.9 FM.
The first track of the next set is going to be by a good friend, Sandra Lee, from Vancouver, of the Give Peace a Chant gatherings, with a track that was reworked by a gentleman named Greg Villou, also releasing stuff as in their project Drone Love, and also part of the Nod collective of musicians in Vancouver. The track is entitled Opening, and just let me explain a little bit about some of the mantras you're going to hear. There's actually three different mantras that are chanted in this track, coming from the Katha Upanishad, and this is a sometimes it's called the peace mantra, or one of them. It starts Om Sahana Bhavatu Sahano Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Kavavahai Tejasvi Navadita Mastuma Vidvisha Vahai Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. And this is praying for basically peace between people, understanding, no argument, no disagreement. And then you're going to hear also one mantra, which is an offering to Ganesh. Vakratunda Mahakaya Suyakoti Samapaba Ivignam Kurume Deva Sava Kaveshu Savada. This roughly translates as, O Lord Ganesh, of curved trunk, large body, and with the brilliance of a million suns, please make all my works free of obstacles, always. This is a common sort of prayer that's offered to Ganesh, who sometimes you may see is represented as having like an elephant head on a man's body. And he's often prayed to in order to remove obstacles, regardless of what path a person may be on in terms of yoga. Ganesh actually generally features in all of them to varying degrees. And then the last part is a mantra which is addressing Mother Sarasvati, who is the goddess of learning. So she's a very appropriate person for a university campus like the University of British Columbia. The mantra which is being offered, Sarasvati namastubhyam varade kamarupini vidyarambam karishyami siddhirbhavatu me sada. The rough translation, O Mother Sarasvati, my humble respects to thee, who art the fulfiller of all my wishes, I begin my studies with the request that thou will bestow thy blessings upon me. She's also, Sarasvati is considered to be the goddess of music, art, beauty. And many classical Indian musicians, for example, offer respects to Mother Sarasvati before commencing their performance or practice. So these are kind of initiation, invocation prayers, which are offered at the beginning of study, at the beginning of work, at the beginning of spiritual practice, yoga, or kirtan. And these help change. One of the things that they do is they help change our consciousness to get us into the right state of mind to be able to receive those divine gifts. After that, we're going to hear from various other people in the set, including some Kundalini chants by which are going to be mixed with our good friend Tolku. Karuna, we're going to hear from Ramya with some Maha Mantra. And also a track by a gentleman named Keshava from Sweden, entitled Lotus Imprints. And if we have time, we're going to squeeze in Anahata, Sacred Sound Current, the track entitled Sanatan Dharma. We'll be back at the end of this longish set. You listen to CITR Radio in Vancouver, 101.9 FM. Here's Sandra Lee with Opening.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Rama, 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 Rama. 2012 Grammy Award winners, Tedeschi Trucks Band brings their blues-inspired show to the Vancouver Centre for Performing Arts for one night, June 19th. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.ca or by calling 855-985-5000. Don't miss Tedeschi Trucks Band on June 19th at the Vancouver Centre for Performing Arts. For more information, go to TedeschiTrucks.com.
Well, I came to the city. I was running from...
Vancouver's Sid Chow Tan is a social and environmental activist known for both television programs like Earth Scene and for his 20-year struggle against Canada's 1929 Chinese Immigration Act. Tan also ran for public office as part of the Green Party in 1999. He is an active community service volunteer and holds posts at the Fire Hall Arts Center and the Chinese Canadian National Council, among others.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Asian Heritage Month by CITR 101.9 FM.
We're back here on CITR. So in that set we heard... First off, we heard Sandra Lee and Greg Villo with some invocation mantras. Following that, we heard from Snatam Kura, Ramadasa, which is a Kundalini chant addressing different things: Rama, the sun, the moon, the earth, the supreme essence of everything. It breaks down a little bit more than that, but we have to close the show, so maybe next week. That was mixed with Tulku, our good friend Shane Wilson of the Tulku Project, and then following that was Ramya. We just heard doing the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra from Beloved of Krishna. So that mantra is a description here is given by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. He says that this consciousness, this mantra consciousness, Krishna consciousness, this Krishna consciousness is not an artificial imposition of the mind. This consciousness is the original energy of the living entity. When we hear the transcendental vibration, this consciousness is revived. Chanting of this mantra is directly enacted from the spiritual platform, and thus the sound vibration surpasses all lower states of consciousness, namely sensual, mental, and intellectual. As such, anyone can take part in the chanting without any previous qualification. So these are different names, three different names of the Supreme in that mantra. Krishna meaning all attractive, Ram meaning the source of all pleasure, and Hare can either be seen as being coming from Hara, which is the feminine aspect of the divine, but also the word Hari meaning one who removes illusion. Last chant is going to be by a gentleman named Keshava. He is from Sweden. I hope, I believe, that he's from Sweden. And he released an EP entitled One World. The track I'm going to play now, cap things off with, is entitled Lotus Imprints. This has some mantras, among which one, which is a mantra, Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, and Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namane. So this is a offering of homage to Bhaktivedanta Swami, who we just noted in regards to the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. He was And the Chayo teacher who in the 60s brought Gaudiya Vaishnavism and the Maha Mantra, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, to the West, starting with North America. So this track by Keshavar entitled Lotus Imprints, you're going to hear that mantra in there. If there's time, I thought I could maybe run over a little bit. We'll try and squeeze in a track by Anahata, Sacred Sound Current, which is called Sanatan Dharma. If not, we'll play it next week. Thank you for joining me today. You've been listening to Mantra here on CITR Radio in Vancouver, 101.9 FM. Check out the website for the show, mantraradio.co, for downloading of podcasts and things like that. Also, CITR's website, citr.ca. You can send email to us, mantraradioshow@gmail.com. We'll be back next week, next Thursday, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for another installment. Here's Keshava with Lotus Imprints from the One World EP. Take care of yourselves. Till next week. Namaste. Oh,
This is Megan. I'm the arts director at CITR, and the arts report is really happy to help sell